Hasta la vista, baby.
You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones show every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That was Girls at Dawn, a brand new LP released on Norton Records. The song you heard was called Evil One. Yes, so finally an LP released by the three-piece from, I believe it's New York City. 7-inch released on Hozak Records and a 12-inch previously released as well. Lots and lots of new music to get through this week, including a new one by Samps on Mexican Summer, a track from local band Anna's new LP, Herbcraft Cassette, and a whole whack of new stuff. So we're going to get right back into it here. This is a new one from the newest Fresh and Only's LP, Play It Strange. This is Be My Hooker.
Oh, America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Price is still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Back with Pop Drones here. Last track was Circle Pit. Finally had their CD from earlier this year that was issued by Timberyard. It's finally hit the LP format thanks to Mr. Tom Lex and Silk Breeze Records label. That one just dropped last week. Highly recommended stuff, especially if you're into the trash rock of Royal Trucks, at least the classic kind of mid-period era of that band. Pretty heavy influence on them for sure. Before that was Fresh and Only's with Be My Hooker, taken from their Play It Strange LP just issued on In the Red. Right now we're going to get into one of my new favorite bands from Chicago, Brain Idea, who just a few months back released a cassette of demos and has finally hit the vinyl format. And you can thank Permanent Records, the label, and excellent shop down in, of course, Chicago, Illinois, for issuing this great band on the vinyl here. So this is Brain Idea with Plates.
Thank you. has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Back with the Pop Drones show here. Last track was local favorites of mine, Anna, who are officially on a massive Canadian-wide tour, probably getting close to at least halfway through it. New LP just issued on their own Soldiers Pump record label, also a split, sort of a co-release with the Broadway to Boundary label. That track there was called Confederation. Kaka before that, featuring most of the members of the now defunct Coughs. They've resurrected themselves as Kaka, and new LP issued on the Permanent Records label. Rat Killer was the name of the song, and Brain Idea, also from that great city, same label. Survival Scrolls is the name of the LP, and Plates was the track that you heard. Gonna be hearing a lot of that Brain Idea album. Probably get through most of the LP, I'm sure, by the end of the year. Right now, we're gonna kind of tone things down just a notch here. Gonna get into some, I guess we'll have to call it hypnagogic pop for lack of a better term. But a lot of it coming out pretty fast and steadily. It's hard to kind of differentiate between the good stuff and the bad. I'm doing my best here for you. But this is a new one from a group called The Samps. Not a whole lot known about them. New 12-inch EP just issued on the Mexican Summer label. This song is called Hyperbolic.
And by the potato skin.
We'll be right back.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Got a double dose of DuckTales there for you. That last track was called Apple Walk, taken from his Mirror Image 7-inch issued on the Shadow Play Records. And another new 7-inch from him, that track there was called Sitting. That was put out by the Old English Spelling Bee label, a rare 7-inch for them. And before that was Walsh, taken from a download-only EP. I tend not to play too many MP3s, but I prefer to play the hard format. This is a download only as of now, but it was so damn good that I had to share a track with you. Anyways, Walsh is living in Knoxville, Tennessee. Goes under the name Brandon Biondo, and has issued a couple download only EPs under the name Cool Runnings, a name that kind of popped up in a few taste-making blogs over the last year or so. But this this new project, Walsh, is garnering a lot of favorable reviews here. So hopefully somebody is able to put that to a hard format sometime in the near future. For Walsh, we heard a new one from Outre Nouveaut, pretty new project as well. New LP released on the Old English Spelling Bee label. That song there was called Soldier. And then before that was The Samps with Hyperbolic, a new 12-inch EP issued on the Mexican Summer label. And now we're going to get into some synthesizer-based music. I've been playing a lot of that around here, but it is certainly due to a recent outpouring of it, especially on the vinyl format, which is nice. You can only really collect so many tapes and listen to them. But it's nice to see that people are actually interested in this current resurgence of synthesizer music. And Emeralds, who just played in town recently, opening up for Caribou, made their very first appearance here in Vancouver, and brought a whole whack of merchandise with them. So I was able to pick up some 7-inches cassettes and a few side project LPs. So we're going to delve into a bunch of that right now. But first up, we're actually going to play a new LP by Sam Goldberg, who we've played here before, done a lot of stuff under his own name. Also records under the releases recordings under the Pizza Night cassette label, and he's finally hit the vinyl. He's actually also in a group called Mist, sharing a member with the aforementioned Emeralds. So right now we're going to get into it. This is Radio People, a new LP issued by Digitalis, and we got a whole lot of more synthesizer stuff coming up for you. But right now, Radio People. We'll be right back.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Back with Bob Drone's show here, going through a series of mostly vinyl recordings here of Emeralds and related projects. That last one there was Outer Space, also known as John Elliott, one of the main synth players in Emeralds. That LP is just issued on the Arbor Records label. The track you heard is called Memory Bomb. And then before that, John Elliott's other group with two other members, two kind of unknowns from the Cleveland, Ohio scene, where Emeralds are actually from. Anyways, that group is called Colored Mushroom and the Medicine Rocks. This LP is actually issued as a collection of cassette-only releases that were all actually done in early 2010. So they've collected the best tracks there, remastered it, and slapped it to vinyl there. We played Blood Puddle, Sore Subject, and then before that, Radio People with self-titled LP, The Leap Home Part 2. That as well is also a collection of some of the finest Radio People cassette-only releases. Radio People is actually Sam Goldberg, who has a long-standing relationship with the members of Emeralds, and in fact is one half of Mist with one of the other Emeralds members here. Right now we're going to play a group from the Mothership band here. They've issued 5 7 inches this year on their own labels. Two of them run Wagon and then Nice Things, and they've kind of collaborated together to issue a series of 7 inches. The first three were actually mostly taken the tracks taken from their recent 2 LP, Does It Look Like I'm Here, issued by Editions Mego. But these two new ones here, both are songs that have not been put out in any other format. So this might be your first chance hearing one of these. So this is Emeralds, taken from a brand new 7-inch here.
Thank you. What is your name, little fella?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my name is Mark. Come on, 2 years old.
What?
5 years old.
5 years old?
Yeah.
And who's sitting next to you then? What's your name?
I'm four.
You're four?
Four, I have birthday.
No, did you just have a birthday? I see. Did you have a big party? Where do you guys go to school?
Mertens.
Who are your teachers? Miss Kristen. She nice? Miss Pam.
You kiss her sometimes,
huh? Oh. Got a thing for those older women, huh? Girlfriends?
No.
No. How about you, man? Yeah. What's her name?
What you said last night? Stay away from girls.
That's right. I did, didn't I? Yeah, you're better off that way. But you be nice to them, right? Just keep away. So what do you guys want to talk about now? Anything you want to talk about. This is the Mark and Matt Show. Live from Golden Gate Avenue. We'll be right back.
party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
Do you like Biltmore? Yeah, I like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Back with Pop Drone Show, winding things down here. That last track was Mark McGuire, brand new LP issued on Editions Mego. That album is called Living With Yourself, just issued last week. Brothers for Matt, the name of the song. A lot of little spoken word bits and little pieces in between some of the songs. Actually taken from recordings that Mark McGuire's father had done with his children. So if you're paying attention there at the beginning, about 2 minutes worth of his father interviewing Mark McGuire as a 5-year-old. Pretty funny stuff on there. Emeralds before that, the group that Mark McGuire, of course, comes from, that track Summer Data, taken from a new 7-inch, 1 of 5, issued this year on their own labels. And then Outer Space before that with Memory Bomb. Going to end things off here. Kind of come full circle with the Emeralds stuff here. Started everything off with Radio People, which is also known as Sam Goldberg. So we're going to play a Sam Goldberg track, and this is taken from a split cassette released on the Pizza Wagon cassette label. Pizza Wagon, I'm assuming, a collaboration between Sam Goldberg's Pizza Night and Mark McGuire's Wagon record label. So this is Sam Goldberg, Some Time to Burn. We got Luke Meat and a Noise coming up next. We'll see you next Wednesday at 10 a.m.